ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्यज्ञानांजनशलाकय चक्षुवन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे गुरवे नमः। टुडे वी शैल डिस्कस ऑन द टॉपिक सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन और सेंस प्यूरिफिकेशन। द वेदास एक्सप्लेन दैट द सोल हु हैज लेफ्ट द स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड हैज कम इनटू दिस material world where he is in a sickly state, unhealthy state, and that is why he is suffering. Just like a student who has got a typhoid fever, naturally he won't be comfortable. When he is sickly, he is lying down in the bed. If he gets up, he feels like lying down. When he lies down, he feels like getting up, and the body temperature is very hot. And his tongue is very bitter. So he is not very happy. He is suffering. He wants to get rid of the fever. He is not happy. Similarly, you can see the modern day students, you can see their minds are very sickly because they want to enjoy but they cannot enjoy. There are varieties of sufferings in this world coming from our own body and mind, from other living beings, one from natural calamities. So, the soul is in an unhealthy, sickly state in this world. Now, when you are sickly, at that time, you are denied healthy foods. Imagine somebody brings you a plate of pulao, kadi, rasamalai, sevai sweet, samosa, pakoda, pastries, pizza. Will you eat them even if he gives a big plate? When you see, you may be very greedy. But if you try to enjoy, what will be the result? The fever will increase even more. Because sense enjoyment in a diseased state will aggravate the fever. One should deny them. One should not accept the plate. Rather, doctor tells you, you just drink some vegetable soup. During this time, that's what you are allowed. Sometimes you are given some kada also. Kada means like a bitter kashaya, Ayurvedic kashaya is given, one glass of Kerala juice, bitter gourd juice you may have to drink, because that is what is good for the system, to get rid of the fever, you see. Plus, the doctor tells you one more thing, you should take the medicines in proper dosage, not that you keep the medicine in the cupboard and you forget it. You have to eat in the morning, eat in the afternoon, eat in the evening, 3 times a day. And regularly, the dosage should be completed. Day after day after day should be taken. So these two things, medicine is prescribed and patya or prohibitions are prescribed. Similarly, when Arjuna asked this question to Krishna, my dear Krishna, my mind is so difficult to control. Chanchalam gimana Krishna pramati balavadridham tasyaham nigraham manye vayori vasudushkaram. My dear Krishna, my mind is wandering like a whirlwind and I am unable to control it. Please help me. What can I do? Arjuna is asking. And Krishna is telling Arjuna, Asamshayam Mahabaho Manodurnigraham Chalam Abhyase Natu Kaunteya Vairage Nacha Grihyate. Yes, Arjuna, yes indeed, the mind is very difficult to control. Mind is very chanchalam. Chanchalam means very difficult to control. Pramati means like a mad elephant. Like a mad elephant runs hither and thither. Everybody will be afraid. Mind is like that. It's like a child, naughty child, who is adamantly waving his hands and legs and demanding so many things. Give me this, give me that. So mind is very difficult to control. Krishna also said it is true. But, he said, it is possible to control by two things. Abhyasena tu kaunteya Vairagya inacha grihyate. Abhyas and Vairagya. Abhyas is chanting Hare Krishna. And Vairagya is detaching ourselves from bad things like meat eating, gambling, intoxication, illicit sex. One should give up these things. These are all patya. One should not accept them. And medicine is the chanting of Hare Krishna. Just like when you go to doctor, he gives you a medicine. And you take the medicine, you get cured. You become healthy. Similarly, all of you will see, you chant Hare Krishna, you become healthy. But you stop chanting, the same old problems will repeat. So regularly chant Hare Krishna and follow these four niyams. Abhyas, Abhyasena tu kaunteya, vairagyana chakrihate. By doing this, gradually the mind and senses will become purified. And Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, by doing this, eventually the senses become illumined. What is the meaning of illumined? Like the eyes become illumined, nose becomes illumined, ears become illumined. Illumined means, do you think some light will be glowing in the nose and eyes and ears and mouth and everywhere? What is that illumined? Illumined means our senses become pure and they only want to accept pure things. They don't like impure things. For example, when you see impure things, your senses will reject them. Say for example, somebody is seeing a devotee who is chanting Hare Krishna and falling for eggs, he is seeing a dirty poster, immediately reject it. He will not want to see it. Similarly, some impure information is going in, he will reject it. He will not accept it. So your senses will become like a foolproofed senses. Like in a computer, you put a USB stick. In one direction, it goes in. Another direction, it doesn't go. Similarly, if you give pure things to the senses, they will accept. Impure things, they will reject. That means your senses are becoming purer and purer. Because senses will not be attracted to impurity. Right now, our senses are attracted to both pure and impure. We take in Krishna also, we take in Maya also. But after we become pure, the senses will only accept pure things. And impure things, they can reject. And they become purified. That's a healthy state. In a healthy state, one will be happy even in this world, even before returning to the spiritual world. And for that we should be willing to do this homework of abhyasena tu kaunteya vairagyena cha grihate. These two things, he says. You see, our disease state I compared in the beginning to a fever. If you have 101 degree fever, 101 degree Fahrenheit, what will you do? Will you allow your fever to increase to 103 degree Fahrenheit? Or 105 or 107 degree Fahrenheit. If fever increases to 107, it's called Marana Jwaram. Marana Jwaram means people die at that point. And that's what modern man is doing now. If you see, he is increasing the material fever more and more and more. His life is becoming too fast-paced. He is working 14-16 hours a day. He has no time for wife and children. He has no time for sleeping. He has no time for eating. He is eating fast food, gulping down and rushing here and there. And he is becoming more and more hyperactive in the mind. And he is becoming depressed. He is feeling inferiority complex. He is becoming competitive to join the cutthroat competition. So in this way, modern man's life is becoming more and more feverish. And due to this, there are people undergoing stress, undergoing tension, undergoing hypertension. There are people getting heart attacks, increased blood pressure and cholesterol, and dying on the spot. Even youngsters also, you see. Many computer engineers are getting stiff neck pain and back pain, even in young age. Why so? Because the modern day life is like increasing fever of materialism. You see, there is materialism and there is spirituality. We need a balance. So we want to reduce the fever. But we don't say you make it into zero. We are saying you bring it down to 98.6 degree Fahrenheit, which is actually the proper body temperature. Yes, we need food, we need clothing, we need shelter. One may want to marry, have children, have family. Yes, you can have all these things. But at the same time, one should accept these things with God in the center. A family that prays together, stays together. A family that sings together, clings together. A family that dances together, advances together, it is said. So in this way, when God is kept in the family, in the center, then you can put the board outside. Bhavan, people put the word Bhavan. Bhavan means the place where Bhagavan is living. That's why the word Bha is there. If you remove the Bha, what remains is only one. One means a forest where, animals simply quarrel. And that is why modern man and woman, they are divorcing very fast. And the children are turning against parents. The subordinates and companies are leaving the bosses and hopping and jumping from one job to another. You can see there is no trust. The patients have no trust in the doctors. That is because people are living like two-legged animals, because of complete materialism, and they have forgotten spirituality. But you are very fortunate that you came in touch with devotees. You are intelligently taking care of both your material life and spiritual life, like a railway line. When you have a railway line, then the train can reach the destination safely. Otherwise, only one line, how can the train go? If one is taking care of only material life, we need material and spiritual life, both should go hand in hand. So the Shastras say, our duties to our mother, father, relatives, friends, teachers, society, that is like a horizontal duty. And duty to God is vertical duty. So we have to balance both, horizontal and vertical duties. But most of the population is involved only in doing the horizontal duty. So horizontal duty means they will be born again and again in this world. Sometimes as a cat, sometimes as a dog, sometimes as a camel, sometimes as an elephant, sometimes as a human being, sometimes as a tree. Again and again they will come to the horizontal platform. But if you are taking out time for God and you are chanting, it's a vertical duty. And you are practicing all the principles taught in Bhagavad Gita. Then you are also preparing to go a few steps above. And the time will come when we will go to the spiritual world. Never to have to come to this world of suffering. Asatoma sadgamaya tamasoma jyotirgamaya mrityorma amritam gamaya. From this world of death, we should go to the world of deathlessness. Which means from this world of suffering, we should go to the world of happiness. From this world of ignorance, we should go to the world of wisdom, which is spiritual world. And this is easily accomplished if you regularly chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.